This is Shane Adams, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Everyone's a candle. Light them up.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Jason Desert. Glad you guys are tuning in tonight. Just hanging out here, discussing something called the National Day of Prayer and some other stuff. I'm hanging out with Kim Bookmeyer, who's from Findlay area in Hancock County. How are you doing today, Kim?
I am doing great, Jason. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just glad you've been able to come down, drive down here, and be with me. And, you know, Kim, if you could, you know, we kind of connected up a little bit. I don't even know when it was, a few months ago now.
Yes.
And if you could, tell us, why are you involved with this?
Well, several years ago, I started attending the National Day of Prayer event in Findlay, downtown by the municipal building. Mm-hmm. And God had gotten me into a Bible study, and through that study, I realized the importance and power there is in prayer for the church. And I went to this National Day of Prayer, and each year I would go, I would realize that God was just reminding me each day how important prayer is for our nation and the difference that it can make in the lives of families, in the life of the church, in our military, in our government, in our education, businesses, that it is Him. And when we humble our heart to Him and we seek His face and we ask for His will to be done, He answers those prayers. And there's real true transformation in our lives.
And so, that's exciting. And you know, hopefully, you know, you got involved and you've been able to help bring in some coordination to the efforts up there.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'm believing that God brought me into that place. He happened to get me into some youth ministry this past year. And as I walked on to took the step of faith of being into this committee, the committee's heart desire was to expand the National Day of Prayer. Traditionally in Findlay, and the National Day of Prayer, I guess we should say first, is always the first Thursday of the month of May.
Okay.
So this year it is Thursday, May 6th. And in Findlay in the past, they have had a noontime event that lasts about an hour where people can come on their lunch hour downtown to pray. Well, last year it was rained out, so it moved to the dock at St. Mark's United Methodist Church, and that's okay. Where it's going to be held this year again. But as I stepped onto this committee, their prayer had been to expand it so that more people could come and attend, and especially students that are at school during that time. And just by God's amazing way of doing things, He had just placed me into a youth ministry at our home church this past year. So I had gotten connected. And as people were praying and brainstorming and thinking about, you know, how we could do things, they started to list out youth pastors. And I realized all of a sudden, as I was writing them down on my notepad, that I had met these different youth pastors either at the soccer field or at a baseball game, or had worked with them at some type of church. I had one that was a neighbor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, God had in His infinite wisdom connected me with these different youth pastors, and He had given me a passion for seeing the youth rise up as part of the body of Christ. And they're hungry and they're on fire, and it's very exciting to see them just come together to worship God and to seek His heart. And, you know, they're our next generation of leaders. Mm-hmm. They are going to be our teachers and our government officials and our businessmen and every aspect. And so it is good to see God rise up this generation of youth. Mm. So I guess I've stepped onto that committee, and so my role has been to help put in place some different activities for the youth to attend, and God's been good to bring people around me, including yourself, Jason, that have worked with youth, and so there's several exciting things happening. Actually, there's things happening throughout the whole entire week, but student related, as the students leave Interface that evening, we're going to send with them a brochure that the National Day of Prayer publishes, and it's called Prayer for Such a Time as This. Mm-hmm. And on it is going to be an invitation to come back on Thursday morning, which Thursday is National Day of Prayer.
Okay.
God was so gracious. In Findlay City Schools, they have a 2-hour student delay that day for teacher in-service.
Okay.
So it's like he handed us mm-hmm. some time in the morning with the students. So we're going to try to really encourage these students, instead of sleeping in on that day, and, you know, that they would get up. They would get up and they would sacrifice that time, and they would spend time in prayer at their own home, reading the Word of God that day, and then they would rally their friends. And, you know, if they're feeling led that they need to just go out around their neighborhood and walk, they can, and pray. But what we'd really like to see is them to come back as a body of Christ across interdenominational lines, and they would come back on Thursday morning. There is going to be corporate prayer for the teens, the students, at St. Mark's United Methodist Church at the dock.
Okay.
The dock stands for Doors Open for Christ's Kingdom.
Okay.
So that is from 8 to 9 in the morning on Thursday, May 6th, and that is geared for the students. So at that time, we have a couple of the band members from Right Side Cast that are going to come back on Thursday morning. They're going to lead worship, and then we have a lady that's been helping in the planning of National Day of Prayer, Shelley. She is going to be, she was actually recently in Haiti mm-hmm. And saw God answer prayer in that country. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be sharing a short testimony of answered prayer in that nation.
And her name's Shelley Hitz.
Shelley Hitz. And then we are going to spend time then with the students. They can pray individually or they can pray in small groups, but we will be praying for those seven mountains again on National Day of Prayer in the morning before they head off for school.
Okay.
One of the churches is offered. They're going to give food out to the kids. That, you know, they're going to have some fruit or muffin or something they can take on their way out, so they don't go to school hungry.
I just wanted. I was going to ask about that because that's kind of important too.
Yeah. Or you know, the whole theme of National Day of Prayer this year is called Prayer for Such a Time as This. You know, and Esther, she called a fast.
Right. I was just going to say.
She did call a fast to her people to pray and fast for 3 days before she went to the king for her purpose. And so, you know, if the students decide that you know, they're going to forego that and they're going to take that day and fast, you know, the church is called to do that. And so, you know, National Day of Prayer, it's God that's going to transform this nation. He's quite capable and he is quite willing.
Oh, absolutely.
And when we humble ourselves to him.
Yep. And what that event then on Thursday morning for the students at the dock, just behind St. Mark's, is it United Methodist Church?
Yes.
In Findlay. What time is that again?
That is from 8 to 9 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
And they have the Findlay City Schools have a 2-hour teacher delay that day.
Okay. And if there's other schools that have delay, I don't know if they do, could they come as well?
Oh, yes, they can. Yeah. And I know one of the schools is having something out at the Beck House in Mount Blanchard. So, you know, if you can't travel because, you know, Hancock County is a pretty big school, you know, find a location, you know, at your church or, you know, at a coffee shop, you know, get together with people and pray for our nation on that day, wherever you might be. But we are, you know, supporting this time mm-hmm. In downtown Findlay at St. Mark's to pray.
You know, you had mentioned, I want to head back a little bit on Sunday night, you said that there were going to be students involved.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Not why necessarily, but, you know, some places may, you know, we got to entertain the kids. We need them to come and just, you know, we'll take care of all the details. Why mm-hmm. did you want to get students involved in this?
You know, students will surprise us, you know, as adults, because they are really hungry for God and they are on fire for Jesus. And I listen to my girls on my Sunday night. I meet with the youth group and I listen to these girls, and they are ready. They're willing, and they are just much a part of the body of Christ as we are as adults. And this is their time to rise up and to come to God and be part of something very special. Mm-hmm. I really, really believe that God wants to do something big in the Findlay-Hancock County, in the state of Ohio, you know, across this region. You know, he just wants to show up and show off in a way that he's not done. You know, well, he does it all the time if we open our eyes to see it. You know, we can see it when we open our eyes and we're hungry for him.
That's exciting. Yeah. So again, that's Sunday night, May 2nd.
It's Interface.
Yeah, Interface. And that is the student rally. Mm-hmm. And where is it at again? And
it's
all
at Weinbrenner Seminary, Weinbrenner Auditorium at 950 North Main Street in Findlay, Ohio.
Okay, and two, there's going to be, it's not just that event, too, but outside as well, there's going to be ministries and such.
Yes,
too, right?
Actually, are you talking about the 90 hours of prayer?
No, I'm talking about at the event, there's going to be, you know, ministries that are there to, you know, not just minister, but to help kids know, look, there's help here for you, things like that.
Yes, yes. There will be some people set up with tables that say, you know, if you need to get connected or if you need some help, here we are.
Okay. So awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And the bands, again, they're expendable. Mm-hmm. And they are actually, they won the Yes FM Battle of the Bands.
I didn't
even know that. So so they won the Battle of the Bands up there in Toledo. And then Right Side Cast is a local group, right?
Yes, they are. Yes. But they're headed south. This is actually almost a last time for them to just minister to this area in Findlay-Hancock County, because they feel like the Lord is moving them to Florida. Mm-hmm. So I believe this right-sized class, last time to minister to the people in this area, because they're headed south.
Yeah. So. You know, what I find funny with that is, why doesn't God call me to go to Florida?
Yeah. You know? You're still needed here.
I know. And let's just talk a little bit more about National Day of Prayer itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just give us, you know, what is it? Why is it, you know, not just why it's so important, but how did it begin, maybe? You know, why? What's going on with that?
Well, National Day of Prayer, they published this brochure that called Pray for Our Nation, and it has this wonderful little timeline on here. And in 1775, actually, the First Continental Congress called for prayer and fasting. And then if you go through the timeline, each in 1863, Lincoln declared the first National Day of Prayer and Fasting. So President Lincoln was the first president to do that. And then President Eisenhower added to that. And just there's been different prayer since then. So our nation was built on prayer. We have tried to take it out of our nation at various different times, but God always calls us back. And in 1991, Mrs. Shirley Dobson became the chairperson for National Day of Prayer Task Force. So I didn't really even know it existed. Mm-hmm. Until I came to Findlay, and I heard about it. I don't even remember how I heard about it. And I used to go to a Bible study on Thursday mornings, and it's the first Thursday of May. And one day I'm like, well, I'll just go from Bible study downtown to see what National Day of Prayer is about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realized, you know, at first it was like, where is everybody? Because, you know, there's a lot of churches in Findlay, yeah. But there weren't very many people there. And at first I was very, really sad about that. Mm. That, you know, where are we as a nation? And I have to admit, you know, a lot of my Christian life, I have been, you know, pray for my needs, pray for my needs, pray for my needs, you know. And then as God has expanded my prayer life and set my heart on fire, I've realized that He calls us. He calls us and requires of us to pray for our nation and pray for our president, pray for our government officials. And, you know, the task force for National Day of Prayer, their desire is to teach that, you know, and to show that we should be praying for our nation every day. I can read to you the mission. Do you want me to do that?
Mm-hmm.
It says, our mission for the National Day of Prayer Task Force is the Judeo-Christian expression of the National Day of Prayer. Our mission is to communicate with every individual the need for personal repentance and prayer, mobilizing the Christian community to intercede for America and its leadership in seven centers of power: government, military, media, business, education, church, and family.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, with that, we've got about 2 minutes to go. If you could just tell us again, what's going on up in Hancock County and Findlay?
Yeah, because we've pretty much just focused on the two student events that are happening, but there are things going on from 3:30 on Sunday, May 2nd, beginning down at the municipal building. There is going to be a prayer walk at 3:30 to open the whole week. It's not just a National Day of Prayer right now. It's being covered in prayer. They are going to have teams of people that are going to be praying around the clock from Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. until Thursday, May 6th, at 10 a.m., their shift, two-hour shift. So if you'd like to get involved with that, you're welcome to come, you know, be part of the praying that's going down. They're going to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation out loud down at the municipal building. And apparently they've done this in the past. I was never a part of it. I didn't know that was happening, but years ago they used to do this in Findlay, Hancock County. So they've decided to do that again. And then on Thursday, May 6th, at noon, there is the time where the government officials will be there, and this is also being held at the dock at St. Mark's at 800 South Main Street in Findlay. And that noontime event is open to the community. It's open to the church to come, and just there will be area pastors there, lay people, government officials, and they will be leading worship and prayer for our nation in those seven areas of prayer.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.